Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
I'm getting better.
Getting better. Yes. I like to hear that. I love to hear that. Miss T.
Yes.
You are not going to believe that DMV Kale did not know that it was this close to 5 o'clock. I don't know, girl. I'm about to use one of your famous, most favorite phrases. I can't with me. I can't with myself right now. Do you understand me? I cannot with myself right now. Now, let me bring this other caller in because I think I know who this is, but I just want to be sure. 605.
Hey, baby.
Is that you live?
With a Duke Carroll's family, you know it.
That's what's up. And you know the crazy part about it? I logged into the studio, and I saw both of y'all. And I said, why are you so early? And it never dawned on me. Man, you know what? It's one of them days, fam. It is one of those days. But you know what? We're going to go through. We're going to carry on. Excuse me. Woo, Lord have mercy. Them Arizonas, you know, them Arizonas is the devil,
Arizona.
Man. Yeah, man. You know, and I should know better, but I just can't. Especially them Arizona energy. I don't know what it is about them. Man, them Jones Cold is the best drink ever.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Know?
Yes, indeed. Arizona energy. I'm with you.
Funny yellow cane.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm about. Yeah, that's a dollar. But, hey, we not. Y'all see, this is what happened when Trees, Tang, and myself get on the phone. We just act the fool. So, first of all, let me welcome you all to another episode of Kale's Corner, the Thursday edition. Today we will be, look, y'all, I'm going to get professional on them. Today we will be discussing the NBA. Since the trade deadline has come and go, which team do you believe has bettered themselves and which team have left it up to their day one starting rosters to provide them a Larry O'Brien championship trophy. What say
okay.
you? I kind of like that. I might have to record that. I might do that over and over again. How now? How now, Brown Cow? Yeah, that's bad. let me stop. We're going to talk about the NFL free agency. Which teams do you feel to this point have done what is needed to make their team a better team, or might even, shall we say, be the team to hoist that Lombardi trophy at the end of the season? I know it's early, and y'all probably saying, you know, Kill, you crazy, because you're talking about hoisting a Lombardi trophy already. Football hasn't even started. Hell, we haven't even gone through the draft yet. But, hey, you know, if sports bookies can be taking bets now and odds now, why can't we do the same on Kale's Corner? Who say
true.
We got? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
All right.
So, hey, you always do. Yeah, so, but anyway, Tracy, you got me lunching out on the joint today. those are the topics that we're going to discuss, and so much more. I'm still, how can I put this? I don't want to say in mourning, because the more I think about it, the more I realize my uncle lived a complete and solid life. I think that Elgin Baylor lived a complete and solid life. So we're going to, again, you know, dedicate this show to them, and we'll be right back. And when we come back, NBA, we got to discuss it. 563-999-3782 is our number. Y'all join in and tell somebody about us, man. We'll be right back. This I know. That was one of my uncle's favorite cuts there from the late great DC's own Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye.
Come up hard, baby. I come up hard, you know. Only three things, that's for sure. That's taxes, death, and trouble. This I know, you know. And you know what, Treats? I'm going to get this out real quick. Because we ain't going to hog on it like we did Tuesday. But your boy wearing his headband again the other night, y'all. He had the headband on again. And I was like, okay, so this must going to be, I know he was listening to Treats now, and this must going to be the norm, because this Bama got the headband on again, you know?
Yeah.
That's the new norm. That's the new normal. Hey, you know, he did it again. Well, if I see it tonight against the Knicks, because you know they play their second game versus the Knicks tonight. So if I see it tonight, yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that. That headband is the new. That's the new. You know what I mean? And thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Trees, for suggesting it. Thank you, Lopez, for accepting it and doing it. You know, because I'm telling you, Trees, I almost lost this nice 45-inch flat screen here that, you know, I worked hard to get. I worked hard to get this TV, Tree. But, sis, I'm telling you, I almost lost it, sis. You know, because if I seen that Bama messing around with his hair one more time and not protecting the rim and the paint and securing rebounds, both offensive and defensive, I was going to lose it. And it was going to be some furniture moving, electronics broken up around DMV Kale's house. You know, and I don't need Reese mad at me not cooking for me and all that, washing my clothes and stuff. But she mad I done broke the TV, Tree.
Okay,
so
you have
keep
to ASAP.
ASAP. How's she gonna watch General Hospital? I for one really appreciate. I appreciate Lopez and the change that he has made with this hair, you know. Great move. Great move. I'm holding on to my feelings of the Wizards as far as they go. These guys are really playing a good brand of basketball. They're not winning, and I know, and everybody else knows, winning is something that DMV Kale hawks on. I hawk on winning. I you know, that is what I want to see, a team that is winning. But with this Wizards team, it's more about them playing together as a team. It's more about them, how can I put this, Tree? Maturating as a unit.
Right.
You know, making Scott Brooks look like he actually knows what he's doing, even though we know he doesn't, you know, making him look like he knows what he's doing. So, I'm with it. I'm with it. And I don't ran my mouth enough. Go ahead, Therese. I'm sorry.
No, you was doing great. You know what my situation, you was doing great.
Okay. Well, what say you, Tane? You been following this NBA?
I want to tell you this. Let me tell you this before he answer. We picked up Vucevic. I can't pronounce it, but we picked up
Vucevic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I've been following, man. I got to say. With the home team, man.
Well, here's, oh, man. Mo Wagner has gone to the Celtics, man.
What?
Yeah.
Who did we get?
Mo Wagner is gone to the Celtics from the Wizards.
Scott Brooks was not playing that man right. You were saying it yourself.
Yeah.
I ain't saying get rid of him. I wasn't saying get rid of him, but they wasn't playing him right either.
No, they weren't giving them the proper time. And it's killing me because that means Lopez is oh, God.
Right.
Kyle Lowry stays with the Raptors. He get Victor Oladipo and Nuggets land Aaron Gordon. Oladipo would be a good fit for Miami. Yeah, That's not a bad look. You know,
but we gave up Wendell Carter. Man, I'm about to cry.
Y'all gonna still be all right though, even though y'all gave up Wendell Carter. Y'all got a new Otto.
I ain't mind getting rid of Otto, but Wendell I really like. And then we're still trying to get Ball. I don't even know. We got until, well, it's over now. If we ain't get him by now, we was trying to get Ball in exchange for Satoransky.
Well, y'all, the Bulls don't just get Vukovic. You all got Wendell Carter Jr. and 2 first round picks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a bad trade. That's not a bad trade.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So who did the Wizards get by giving away Wagner?
We're taking a look at it, man. They don't even have, you know, we don't even trade like a real team. You know what I mean? Mo Wagner would go ahead to the Celtics from the Wizards via the Bulls, according to the report. What do the Wizards get?
They didn't say nothing.
Nothing. Mm. They don't have anything about what the Wizards get. Nothing.
They ain't getting nothing. It is giving away pieces.
Well, he was traded to the Bulls from the Wizards. Why? Why? Was it you guys owe us from the Otto Porter move or what? Why? God.
You still over?
Oh my goodness.
Wondering. Yeah, y'all gave up nothing. Y'all got nothing for that man.
Excuse me, guys. I'm trying to read real fast the ingredients of the trade, and I don't see where Washington will receive anything. I mean, they don't even talk about Washington past the fact of Washington traded Wagner to the Bulls, and they don't even say what we got from the Bulls for this trade. I mean, draft picks or what?
Wait a minute, we got Brown and Wagner. Troy Brown and Mo Wagner.
I knew we were going to trade Troy Brown Jr. I knew we were going to do that because he gets no playing time with the Wizards.
Right.
None whatsoever.
But when he get out there, he don't do nothing.
Right.
He has some spurts here and there. But,
oh, wait a minute. Y'all got some good trades coming back. Y'all got Gafford Hutchinson from us. Gafford is really, really talented. And I'm kind of saying we gave him away. Yeah, so y'all got Gafford and y'all got Hutchinson. From the Bulls.
Well, I'm going to have to see them. I'm going to have to see them perform. Will it be the same as Troy Brown and they don't get any playing time in Scott Brooks' system?
I was going to say that.
You know, what will it be?
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm just
They should have traded him.
Traded who?
Scott Brooks.
I'm all for that. You know what? Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, I was one of those guys politicking for Ernie Grunfeld to get rid of Ernie.
Yeah.
Don't make me start the What's up, Lou? How you doing, Lou? Let me stop.
Hey, Lou.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing,
so,
Lou?
So what's wrong with Ernie Grunfeld now?
I don't care about Ernie Grunfeld now. Right. Ernie Grunfeld is somewhere living life to its fullest, enjoying this Wizards money, even though his last season was at a discount. But how much is the discount when your ass been stealing for 3 years? Mm.
Okay.
Anyway.
Not worth a dime.
What any new moves with the Nets, Lou? Anything happening going on with the Nets?
I haven't heard anything come through yet. I'm just hoping that, you know, the only trade hope of the Knicks would probably be Rivers, because he's not doing that well. But everybody else, I think it would keep. We're having our best season in over a decade. So, you know, I hope they make as very little moves as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a solid, so I don't think anything's going in. Yeah.
What's his name? The brother. He doesn't play with you guys. He doesn't play with the Nets. He plays with the Knicks. Yeah, Curry. Curry is on the Knicks, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Who are we talking about?
Which Curry?
Steph's brother.
Steph Curry.
Not Steph Curry, the brother.
Little brother.
Steph.
Who?
Seth, S-E-T-H, Seth Curry.
Okay, now see, I thought my mama was playing games with Ukraine and Ukale. His mama played too much. Steph and Seth?
Yes.
I'm hearing you correctly.
Yes.
Well, I'll be damned. Go ahead, Lou. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but the Knicks are doing better than we have in years, and I wouldn't trade a thing.
Yeah. I watched you guys the other night. You know, my Wizards were playing you guys, and hey, that third quarter, you guys, it was like. The Knicks was jacked up on Jolly Ranchers and Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, them boys got energy out of this world all of a sudden. It's every offensive rebound, every defensive rebound, and they just put the Wizards in foul trouble. And I mean, they played the game that they wanted to play. The Knicks looked good the other night. They looked damn good.
Yeah, they looked damn good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, you know, okay. Debo and I, you know, in our discussions about the Wizards, and you know, we came to the conclusion that the Wizards are made like an Eastern Conference team. I mean, excuse me, a Western Conference team. That's why they have so much trouble playing the East, but they're up to snuff when it comes to playing against the West. The teams that they meet in the West, you know, it's a battle. But teams they meet in the East, a la Philly, Toronto, New York Knicks. Mm-hmm. It just seems as if they can't keep up with them for whatever reason.
No.
And those guys really, I'm trying to be nice, guys. But a butt whooping. Is what they bring to the table. A serious butt whooper is what they bring to the table. So,
exactly.
Kudos to those. What's going on? Kudos to those guys. And hey, it is what Knicks fans have been dying for, is what Knicks fans should have had all along, playing in the big Mecca. And yeah, you talk about a team underachieving. You're talking about a team that never could get it right. It was New York.
Yeah.
You know, they had the greatest venue, the greatest fan base. The lights at playing at Madison Square Garden were uncomparable to any lights anywhere else, you know. And a lot of people, because Broadway is right there, that, you know, and the stars of New York, you know, spill off and, you know, want to catch a game, check a game out or whatever, you know, then that is the attraction. But I've been to Madison Square Garden, and on the outside, it looks like a raggedy old whatever type of building. Mm-hmm. But when you go inside, there's an aura. There's an imagination that goes on inside Madison Square Garden that's uncomparable.
Yeah.
And I've been to Staples Center. I didn't feel the same. Now, there was a certain mystique to going into the Staples Center. You can feel the athletes of the past, your Magic Johnsons, your Lou Alcindors, you know what I mean, Worthy. You can feel all of those guys.
Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor, you know. But when you go into Madison Square, it's like the building itself. The building itself has its own aura or its own base that you feel that. You feel that, and it draws you. It draws you in, and the Knicks could be getting their head beat into the white meat. But you still had a good time. You still had a good time in Madison Square Garden. You know, you still enjoy it. Now, I will say the fact that I was there when Michael Jordan was on his tour and the Chicago Bulls was doing their thing, you know, that made it not so bad, you know, because I got to see Mike play live. But it was just great. It was great to see that. It's great to be a part of that. And, you know, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. But when it comes to getting back to the Wizards and this trade, you know, of Mo Wagner,
it's in my two first round picks.
Yeah, I'm so sick of these type of moves when it comes to the Wizards, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
Yeah.
I'm beyond fed up, man. I'm beyond fed up because it seems like every trade that we make, you know, we always get the short end of the stick. We always get the, you know, Wizards made a trade, okay. Well, who's coming? You know what I mean? What did the Wizards get in return? And we saw a lot of this with Ernie Brumfield, you know, a.k.a. Brumfield.
We saw
a lot of this with that regime, you know.
Right.
We saw a lot of this. I love Wes Unseld, and I appreciate everything Wes Unseld did except for be a general manager, because I swear it seemed as if Wes Unseld wanted his team to be the only winning team when it came to these Wizards. Why do you say that? Because he traded our whole damn team to Detroit, who became champions. Not years after the trade. I'm talking the second he traded them. They became champions the very same day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that left me and a lot of Wizards fans scratching our heads like, what the hell?
What the hell?
How did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
How did this happen? You know? How do you trade away a championship team?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean all of the
yeah.
key ingredients. Rip Hamilton, he was a Washington Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Wallace, he was a Washington Wizard. Even Darvin Ham. But, you know, everybody told me, hey, Kel, you know, they just weren't working here. And, you know, they just, well, no,
right.
no, because this, let me tell you something. When your players leave your team and they go to another team, and let's remember this Detroit team that was put together through these Wizards trades. We're talking about the Detroit team that was Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace. We're talking about the Detroit team who were likened to the Bad Boy of Pistons as far as their defense. We were watching games where this Detroit team was holding teams down to 70 points, 80 points a game. That skill set, it really doesn't matter. Well, it does matter if you're a coach, what you're drilling into these guys. And Trees, before I forget, that's Thibodeau with the New York Knicks. That's making them
yeah.
the defensive powerhouse that they are. That's Thibodeau. I don't know what Chicago was thinking about getting rid of him. But anyway.
They were thinking.
It was a money thing. They didn't want to pay him the money. That's all.
I would have paid him.
I would have paid him too.
I would.
I was crying when he
yes.
left. I cried real tears. Yes.
But,
yeah.
As I was saying, Rip Hamilton, Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Darvin Ham, all these guys that left the Wizards and went to Detroit and then their championship team, they left here with the ability to perform the same way that they performed in Detroit. You guys following me? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So as an organization, we just gave away champion pedigree players. Just gave them away.
Here.
Just gave them away. And can anyone recite quote to me what the Wizards received in return? I'll wait. I don't know what we got for Rip Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can remember that.
I don't know what we got for Rasheed Wallace. I don't know what we got for Ben Wallace.
All right.
I don't know. I can't tell you what we got from either of those players for that trade, for those trades. What did we receive, man? Please help me. What?
Stackhouse.
We got Stackhouse. Jordan brought the North Carolina crew here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all forgot.
Okay.
Y'all forgot.
Yeah.
Jordan, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you why that team got messed up. I heard y'all say main man, but Jordan was making some calls back then, to be honest.
Ernie Grunk.
Jordan got Rip Hamilton and them up out of here, y'all. That's who got
yeah.
Rip Hamilton up out of here. It was going to be too much competition. And Jordan would have been coming off the bench. And he ain't nowhere in the world.
Right.
There ain't nowhere in the world the NBA was going to let Jordan come off the bench. I don't care if he was still in the lead now.
Right.
Jordan messed that team
yeah,
up, man.
Yeah. So you say it was Jordan and not Ernie. But Ernie was the general manager, dog.
Yeah, they was. But man, Jordan was on the street. And then why you think Jordan left? Because him and Ernie, they got into it. Because Jordan was trying to buy some of the Wizards. Jordan wanted to make an impact.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Jordan wanted to make an empire here. And him and Ernie got into it. That's why Jordan left, went down back down North Carolina and bought a team. Because he knew Jordan was going to end up mm-hmm. taking his team from him. That's what Jordan was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been the best for him. But it didn't turn out that way.
Oh, man. See, now I'm even more depressed, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tay.
Yeah.
Now I'm even more damn depressed, man.
And we had,
got me mumbling, biting my lip.
Brendan Haywood. Did we have Brendan Haywood? He was there. We had the whole North Carolina crew here that time.
Yeah. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. I need a break, man. I need a break. Something to my attention that I didn't even, it never dawned on me, man. I never put the numbers together and came with that, man. Michael
if
Jordan
would have just stayed in the office, he would have been the man. But then, like I said, Ernie wasn't going to let it because he knew Michael's money was getting longer and longer and he was getting powerful and powerful. He would have booted Ernie right out the door.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think. I forgot all about that part.
Man, I love the brother.
I forgot all about that.
Cause I was mad just like you was when Rip. I said, I love the Bullets. I was mad just like you when they got rid of Rip. And what's my big man? Big man name used to play
Ben Wallace.
With Rasheed Wallace.
And
big
Rasheed
Ben Wallace.
Wallace.
Just got rid of everybody. Just got rid of everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, man. Everybody.
Bought the baby blue in the building.
Yeah, and don't get. I like Stackhouse. I really did. You know.
But he downplayed the game when he started playing with Mike.
Yeah.
What
did
you say,
Tang? Yeah.
I said he downplayed his game when he started playing with Mike. I mean, a lot of guys would have did that. You playing with Mike, man? You going when he came from out that office and came on that floor, man. It was beautiful. I loved to see it, but it wasn't the best. That wasn't a great thing for us. That's when everything
was.
Stackhouse
was a monster. Stackhouse used to be a monster.
Yes, he was. When he was in Detroit, man, Stackhouse was crushing him.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely was a monster.
Mm-hmm.
I know he got to be feeling some type of way as well. You know, you get traded, and these Bammers go on not one, but a two championship run.
That's right.
You know, You know, I'm pretty sure he's feeling some type of way as well, you know. Damn, Mike. I just can't let it go. Damn. I mean, because you know what? I'm going to say this. As a Washingtonian sports fan, my life would be complete to have seen the Wizards at least once hoist the trophy. And every year it's like they don't even really advertise for the Wizards. Like the start of the season, we might see one or two commercials, you know, little mentionings, you know. You might hear one conversation on the metro or walking around, you know, the city about the Wizards. You know, nothing like the Washington football team. Everywhere you go, you see people sporting the gear or in conversation about it, and especially when it comes to Cowboy fans, because all they want to do is talk to us about their team versus ours. And I'm saying to myself, if this Wizards team could just find a way to get it together, if this Wizards team could just find a way to be champions, you know, it would make things so much better. It would, and I can't speak for anyone else. Huh?
I mean, at least make the second round in the playoffs. I mean, I'd be happy if you just make the second round in the playoffs.
Let me tell you something. If they would have kept Randy Whitman, we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now. But them suckers didn't like the hard pushing that he was doing. They got my man up out of there. Mm-hmm. They should have never got rid of Randy Whitman, man. That was the guy for us right there.
He was the glue.
What was the black coach that was from here? Light-skinned dude. Eddie Jordan.
Eddie Jordan. Eddie Jordan was the man, too. Eddie was starting to be too much of a player. He was starting to be too much of a friend, though. But at one point in time, he did have him on the right track. He did.
Yeah.
I like Eddie Jordan.
Well, when he first came in and said his speech, because that was about it, that man was terrible.
No. Not when he was coaching. Not at the beginning.
Nah. I'm with you all day on that.
With him, ever? No. Thing.
Huh?
Terrible.
Say that again.
He didn't make the playoffs.
Well, I think
Eddie,
that...
Hold on.
That was
Eddie didn't make
less,
the playoffs?
What?
Gilbert?
I think that...
Wasn't Eddie
I think that
Gilbert?
That was more or less with the... they did make the playoffs with Gilbert.
Yeah.
But...
They made the playoffs?
I was just asking.
That was more about what our office allowed to go on.
Mm-hmm.
That was on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the players was going above the coach.
Yeah,
right.
they wasn't following the command.
Players was and that's what happened with Randy Whitman. Players was going above the coach.
Oh yeah.
And it was loud. So
yeah.
But when people do stuff like that, that means you lose the locker room. So you might as well just go in and exit out anyway.
I'm serious, man. But
the owner was set it in stone at the beginning that, hey, man,
don't
you can't go past
me.
Him to come up here to come and talk about him. You better handle it. If he would have nipped that in the bud right there, it would never be going on. They allow it to go on, and every time we have a star, they let the star do that.
Well, you got to remember, Wes Unseld, all the carte blanche and love he got from Abe Poland, and Abe just passed it down to Ted. And you can't see a picture from back in the day with A. Poland, and he and Wex on sale. He and the point guard. The point guard from back then. Oh my goodness. What's his name, guys? Help me out.
I know who he's talking about. Bernard King.
You did not. You could not see a picture without Ernie in the locker room, and Abe Poland, Mr. Poland, so in the locker room, pissing on them, everything, you know. When the Wizards team did win. You know, Abe was in that locker room drinking champagne and you know, shaking up bottles all around with everyone. So it's easy to look at this situation and see that Ted passes on. I mean, that Ted received this from Abe Poland. And this is the type of owner that he wants to be. He wants to be, and not realizing that, okay, the direction of the NBA is not going to call for an owner who is in cahoots or showing this much favoritism and love to a player as these guys do. You know, so, I mean, I don't know what that is, Tree, but I got you.
Okay.
I want a damn champion, man. I want a champion. I want to watch this Wizards team. For example, we can't call this on the football side because the Cowboys, I love Washington. But we can call this, we can go to the game, we can have a beer, a pretzel, a hot dog, this all day, we can spread. But they're not putting out a product. Their product isn't one in which I want to spend anything on. Which I want to spend anything on. Hell, I'm going crazy about the Fire Stick, you know, and getting that thing going for myself, you know. Stop paying Comcast all the damn money because the product is not worthy. It's not worthy to me. Mm. It is not worthy to me, and these guys. More and more and more and more with every opportunity. You know, we make jokes and make fun about Lopez and the hair, but seriously,
yeah.
Dude, this is something simple, man. Put your damn hair and put a hairband on, a hairnet, whatever, you know.
That
is a knack. Nobody cares. Yeah, man. I'm sick of watching this mediocre style of play, and it is being accepted. I'm sick of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of that. You know, this is the nation's capital, man.
That's right.
And the coach accepted.
Yeah.
Everybody accepted. Except for the fame.
Yeah.
Everybody, except for the fame.
If we could see it and talk about it, I know they see it. I know they do.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way. All
that's
these guys
true.
On the
yeah.
bench, even with that young boy that's out there that we got from Michigan, man, I would have been playing that young man. Cassius Winston. I've been playing him, man.
That's why I thought y'all was going to trade.
Oh,
I would gladly take him. I would gladly take him.
They better not
trade him.
That boy took them boys all the way to the Final Four
last
year. That boy
them.
Can ball, man.
Yeah, but y'all ain't playing him.
Coach,
look at De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox, everybody. He's so much of a rookie, and he playing right now, balling out of control. I'm talking about he balling out of control. People scout for him. When they playing and they know they got to play Sacramento, shoot.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah,
they be like De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
Watch out for him.
Yeah.
And that's what they're supposed to be saying about Cassius Winston. They're supposed to be saying the same thing about him, too. But he in the wrong spot. He landed in the wrong spot trying to play professional basketball because, see, these people not going to play him like he want to be played. That's why he on the bench.
Right.
He reminds me of Kyle Lowry. I wish they play him, man. I'm telling you.
No, Kyle Lowry is staying where he at. He's staying. He that moving.
No. I said he remind me of Kyle Lowry.
Oh, yeah.
His game.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good scenario. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I for one, am sick of being the fan. And knowing how to bake the cake better than the damn chefs. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and it's simple. Mo Wagner would have never, ever been traded.
Mm-hmm.
He would have never been traded. Lopez, maybe.
Mo Wagner, no.
Mo Wagner, no. He would have never been traded. And this is, see, it's like the same scenario all the hell over again.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? I will say this, though. I know you upset about Wagner gone, but they said we got Carter Wright Jr. I be watching Chicago.
And
he
like
balling,
that.
Man. He be balling, bro. He's going to be in the
Kale's
first game
love
that
him.
We play. The first game.
But let me ask you a question. Let me ask one question. Do you guys see him being utilized the same way for Washington as he was in Chicago?
No.
Don't get me wrong. If you went and got him, you better play him. If you've been watching Chicago, you better play him. Now, if he's going to be utilized like you said, man, like we've been saying from the beginning, Scott Brooks, the one that should have been gone at the top of this trade this morning, he should have won, the one that been gone, period. If that man don't be out there on the court, he should be gone the night after the game.
No, that night. Don't wait till after the game.
That's what I'm saying.
Exclude him right off the
little. Yeah, I think we play the Knicks tonight, so that's why I'm saying.
But I don't think he's active enough to play tonight. I think he's going to play the next game.
Well, now, he should already went through the physical and all that stuff, shouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
He might be activated tonight. I hope so. Now, if he not, then I can understand if that's how the rule go. But if he
I just thought activated. Maybe he was going to try to get one or two practices in before they, you know, throw him out there.
I agree with you. No. Throw him on about this.
Okay. Throw him out there.
Put him out there.
I'm with you. Throw him out there. I want Vucci to come out there tonight.
Nothing bothers me more than the way that they coddle these young dudes, man. That guy's doing great, man.
He's coming from an
organization where he's been running and balling. So what are you stopping him from running and balling for now? Man, that'd be right.
Absolutely
right.
You
know what I mean? Well, no,
that's true.
We get too caught up with, oh, no, we don't want to play him now because of this and because of that. Man, whatever. You let that Bama play like he's supposed to. You know what I mean? Show him what he's going to be. Exactly.
That's right.
6399-9372 is our number. Hey, man, tell some people, man. Let them know what's going on here at the corner, man. You know? We'll be right back.
Microphone check 1-2. Hey, you ready to get down, man? Whatever, man. You ready to get this on? Whatever, man. You saying? Whatever, man. Hey, yo. Whatever, man.
door, they're way out past the curfew. Hard far from commercial. We don't give a fuck when we smoked out in the land that's doped out.
Like that?
No doubt. Some just born weed I cop from the street. Get you open like butt cheeks. From girls who be freaks. Hey yo, can I be SWB?
You the one, nigga.
Showgun.
I'm rolling with the 40 pack of niggas. Get my weed from Branson, cause this sack's bigger. Yo, give me that, nigga. While I clap, lyrically tap, call back. Ferocious, causing comatosis to collapse. So cheeky eyed, I see people waving on the map. I make it hotter than your thermostat. Boom MCs with rough megahertz. So call me Funk Dr. Verbal Starburst. Lyrical expert, your boombox better form a union. Cause I leave your circus overworked. Word by, niggas front like they want it. But I be in the 500 with these steadily getting blunted.
Damn, nigga, you cool at what you spittin'. So why you holding the blunt so?
I don't know why I love that joint, though.
Hey, man.
Oh, my gracious.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
What happened, man?
I'm so glad that we are joined here today with the Cowboy fan, Mr. Thang. You know what I'm talking about?
And you know it.
Well, what's up with your Dallas Cowboys, man? I thought Jerry said y'all had a pie, if I'm not mistaken, that y'all had a big piece of pie waiting to do something with or something like that. I mean, what's going on, man?
I mean, you know, they just he probably talking about some of these little off-season trades that he about to make happen with our corner. But you already know we got that. And I know we're gonna get rid of that linebacker Smith, which I'm kind of glad. Alden Smith,
he's gone. Y'all didn't sign him.
No, we definitely didn't sign him. And we picked up Kersey. We picked up Kersey I think he was from Minnesota. Oh, he played with Minnesota.
Yeah,
I heard
him
talking. The cornerback. Yeah, we picked him up. I know we definitely gave him a 1-year contract. We picked up two defensive linemen too. One was from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. We was talking about. I can't think of it right now. Give me a couple of seconds. I'm gonna bring it back to you. But I know we picked up two defensive linemen also. One from Atlanta.
We making some good moves. Nah, y'all ain't making no moves, bro. Y'all signing a bunch of second tier dudes, man.
They only for 1 year. Uh-huh. All them guys that we talking about for 1 year to see what they can do.
Wow. I can see that.
Yeah, I like it like that. I don't want you to get him that big money right now. I like the 1 year contract.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I don't know, man. I look around our division, man, with the Eagles, the Giants, and us, Washington. Offenses are getting stronger, man, and your cowboy team, to me, you guys are top heavy on the offensive side. I mean, Amari Cooper, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott. Those are your three top paid weapons on the offensive side of the ball.
Exactly.
But, I mean, let's be honest, man. Dak, I'm gonna take Dak out of the equation. Excuse me?
Do a whole lot of running.
Who's going to be healthier this year?
That front line going to be healthy this year.
Your line has to be restocked. That's how you guys picked up our old offensive lineman Ty and Seki, who Skip Bayless makes you act like he doesn't know who Ty and Seki is. That's cool.
Now, I didn't even know we picked him up. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, y'all picked him up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, now, you guys picked him up, but we know football. That doesn't mean
exactly. He'll
be he'll make it to training camp. That doesn't mean that. That means that you guys picked him up. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. That's all that means. You guys picked him up. But what I will say is I remember a time when Washington used to make their team, build their team in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And we received so much flack. We received so much talk. So, I mean, everybody, Washington Winfrey, they playing fantasy football, this, that, and the third. But now that Belichick, who was a wholesaler going for the start of free agency, I think they picked up at least 12 to 20 players so far. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. They picked up at least 10 to 15 players so far
right. In
free agency. And I'm like, okay, so now that's the way to build your team? You know, Belichick, and everybody is saying, you know, oh, that's good. Belichick is active in free agency, boy. He's not letting none go to the wayside. He's snatching up players left and right, putting them all around, paying new. That's how you build a team. Well, when Washington did this, those weren't the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Those weren't the comments at all. The comments were, no, you build a team through the draft. That's how you put a team together, draft picks. And you don't waste draft picks out here. You don't give them away. Well, Seattle, as long as I've known Seattle, I've done nothing but give draft picks away. And I'm saying all this. Let me bring this to a head for everybody. I'm saying this to say the commentators, the sports gurus don't know what the hell they talking about. And whoever they like, whoever they're going along with, that's the way that organization or team goes about their business. They're going to say, oh, that's the way you do it. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you do that. Oh, yeah, you want them to do this that way. Look at Belichick.
Right.
Look at Petey Carroll. That's how you build a team. By giving away all your draft picks, number one draft picks at that, first round draft picks at that. That's how you build a team? No, I think you want to keep your draft picks and allow, because I'm looking at my defensive line. Every last one of them is a draft pick. Every last one of them was someone that we gathered through the draft.
Right.
And we drafted and drafted and drafted until they were a unit. And then we put them together.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so excited for this draft coming up. because I these guys are showing that they understand that. And the same way that they put this offensive line together, and we're going to have these guys for years to come before we have to deal with paying them, you know, do the same thing with the offensive line. Take the time to put these guys together. And then you pay accordingly. Now, there are going to be some guys that we let go. That's understandable. You know why? Because everybody doesn't stay with the team. Everybody mm-hmm. doesn't stay, you know, stay on board. So, you know, you just gotta move forward. You gotta move forward the way that we have moved forward with this defensive line. You have to put guys or pick guys in concession together. Pick these guys and allow them to be that unit for your team. It's just that simple to me. It's just that simple to me. We see now that we've done it with defensive line, you got to do the same thing with the offensive line, man. There's no way around that. There's no way around it. You have to build the unit as one.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you 100% on everything you just said. You can either draft a team and then put them together, or you can, you know, homegrown them and put them together. But everything you said was on point, because that's what I would want to do. I would want all my players from the draft, so I can I can make them be what I want them to be. I want them to do things my way, because, you know, sometimes when you learn things, it's hard to unlearn things. Like, you go to one team and they want it this way, and then you come to another team and they want it this way. So it's hard, sometimes it's hard to make the transition. So that's why I love the draft, because see, they right out of college, you can make them who you want them to be.
And then they happy because you drafted. They like, okay, you gave me a chance.
Yeah.
They're gonna work hard for you. I'm telling you, when you draft, mm-hmm. that's true. With both of y'all, when you pick from the draft, I think they work harder for you. Cause they like, this gave me my first break. They believe them.
Mhm. 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 Yeah.
And you know, there's a sense of loyalty. You know, there's a sense of, I want to give my all to the organization which drafts me. This thing with Trent Williams, is rare. It's rare for a team to give, like Washington did, to a player. And then that player turns around and, I don't want to say disrespect, but just totally tells that organization to fit his you-know-what. You know what I'm saying?
But the organization told him first about the health situation.
Well, why?
They didn't take care of his health situation. Why he got a whole chunk of kids in the
car? Hold on. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Trent Williams.
Mm-mm.
Trent Williams, you got a growth on your head, and you got a growth in your bank account. Go see a doctor, dude. What are you doing?
Please.
I mean,
y'all doctor. And then he went to see his own doctor, and his own doctor told him it was a problem.
One of
y'all
those
doctors
told him it wasn't there. Not name one of those Washington doctors is a cancer doctor. Are they?
Yeah, but that's what they told him to see. I mean, look, he's doing what he was told, sir.
Nah.
And y'all
can't
accommodate the man. Look it up. It's in black and white. All we got to do is look it up. We ain't even got to assume nothing. We can just look it up. And I looked it up.
And yeah, and when you look it up, you're going to see a millionaire million times over depending on a free doctor's, a doctor whose job
what is money
more.
Gonna do with it?
Hold on. Because, Trees, you have enough money to get yourself checked out. Okay? You're going to go off the word of a doctor whose job, only job, main job, is to get you to a point where you can play on the field.
Right.
Your health means nothing to him. How
no,
you
no, no,
doing?
No, that's
that
not what
don't
I'm
mean
saying.
Can
he
you
went play? To his own doctor. He went to his own doctor, Kev. That's why it became a problem. See? He went to his own doctor. His own doctor told him the truth. When it became a problem, he went back to the Washington football team and said, hey, my doctor said this, this, and this. Why y'all ain't helping me with this, this, and this? Then it became a problem. Washington didn't want to, you know, take on the responsibility. So they just kept, you know, back and forth. It's you. And then everybody pointing the fingers, at each other. And it became a problem. So, you know, now I want to leave because I got a whole growth on my head, and I need to take this growth off my head that y'all don't think is a growth. Y'all keep saying it's just a part of my head. So my doctor, I go to my doctor, and my doctor said, yes, that's cancer. Let me get that off your head. That's how that went.
Yeah, I hear you. All I'm saying is, you, I don't know why you got so much health trust in the same doctors who are paid by the organization. They pay
because
they're
supposed to have my best interest at heart, Kale. They're supposed to have my best interest at heart, just like the people that I work for. Supposed to have my best interest at heart because I'm working
well, to be
for
honest,
you.
To be honest, as a doctor for the team, my best interest is with that team. It's not with that player.
No,
but it's with that, it's
what
that
team
wants.
Whether you say it's good or not, you gonna get the same pay. Why not just tell the truth? You gonna get the same pay. Whether you tell the truth or make up a lie, you gonna get the same truth, and you get the same pay. So why not just tell the truth?
So yeah,
I'm
with you.
To get that move.
I'm with you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. See, if women ran the world, things would be simple.
Oh, boy. 563-999-3782. 563-999. Damn, women run the world, boy. We'll be right back, man.
Lando Productions, D. Floyd, my baby, C. Letterson, awesome logo soul. Let's go, girl. Yeah, come on.
This guy can make me so confused, but it's all right.
It's all right.
Living day by day, I feel so used. That ain't right.
Come on.
I just wanna run and hide,
yeah.
But I don't have the time to cry, and it's alright, it's alright, alright.
Yeah.
Any thoughts are running through my head, it's alright,
it's alright.
Yeah. Oh, I got caught up a little bit there. And y'all and Tree messing with me, sending me text messages, doing it. You know what, Tree? You know what?
Yeah, you saw that, didn't
until you?
You
do right, y'all. Until you do right, that's me. I'm feeling the pain. I'm feeling the pain of that everything, yo. Yeah, we do. And you know, I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater. But, you know, and can I say this without starting something, please, with you,
yes.
Trace?
Yes.
But I'd be so damn glad when this Women's Month is over. I'm serious. I am dancing every commercial, every corner, everywhere I go. It's like, and you know the thing about men being a man? We don't have to announce or be in that look at me mode. I should be congratulated for this or that. No, we just do what we do, man. That's all. We do what we do.
Have you ever heard this? Listen to this. Have you ever heard this from any of your fellow guy male friends?
I'm a man. I'm a man. I do what I want to do. I'm a man.
If you got to tell people you a man, boo, you need to check that. That's all I'm going to say.
That's funny, you know. But that's funny to me how you can look at men and say, and you got to tell people, but it's okay for the women to announce their achievement or girl, you know what, we ain't got trees. I ain't messing with you.
I love you.
Oh, I ain't messing.
Shout out to the old woman broadcast crew. That's going to be on Toronto.
Out.
Yeah. Five women. Mm. They're going to run the whole show. No men. All women. Make sure y'all stay tuned for that game.
Yeah.
Enjoy the laugh, Kim.
Congratulations. Yeah. You know, and I can't wait. But anyway, no, let me stop. I give women their props year round, every day. And I know a big part of being VKL is Miss Reese. You know what I mean? Because if it wasn't for her and doing what she did, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Hey, my baby gets me through. So, you know. Shout out to her and the millions of women around the world doing their thing. I give y'all props. But do what?
I said, thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Trey.
What do you want to do with me?
I was about to ask. He got to give me one of them pills to help him get through. Whatever it is, I need one.
I know that's right.
Yeah, but you know, in all seriousness, though, you know, I really appreciate my code, and I appreciate my woman. I appreciate every woman. From my daughter to my granddaughter to you, Therese, to my lady, Miss Reese, to my mother, you know, because I've seen you all, you know, sacrifice or make your way where it needed to be made. So, you know, I appreciate and respect you all. What'd you say?
Nothing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What'd you say, Therese?
I wanted to say I appreciate everything that you always say and do for me. That's all.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being funny. I thought you were being funny. I was about to ask Tank for another one of them pills, man. I need another one. Help me eat too, bro.
Right there.
Hey, Jay. I'd rather talk to you about the Cowboys, man.
Oh, man, I know that's right.
Hey, you know, really, you know what I mean? Appreciate you guys is an understatement, you know. And too many can put up with DMV Kale. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what?
When
I don't know too many put up with trees. So we make a perfect team.
All right. There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There it goes. Back to this football here, you know. Dang, I'm serious, Tank. Your team, man, you know, is Jerry figuring, like, you know, less is more? We're going to make our way, you know, by not jumping out there and grabbing more players, or I mean, what is the deal for real, man?
I'm glad he didn't do that, because that's what he usually do sometimes. Go out there and just give out some money sometimes. He doing the right thing this time. See, it's different, so you really not understanding it. But I like it, because we're not spending a whole lot of money. And if we don't like them guys, they out of there. They let me know that they not just going in and saying, okay, we're going to trust this guy for these next 4 years, 5 years, give him all this money. Hopefully you do good, because like y'all always say, I hear y'all when y'all talk on the show sometimes, when y'all get them guys that money at the beginning, they get lackadaisical, and they just, some of them just don't care no more. They be like, man, this is what I came. I got paid. I'm good. And just keep on moving like that. I don't want that no more for my team. I like the one-year deal. Go out there and show me and prove to me that you deserve more money. And then, yeah, maybe we'll talk about a three-year deal. Not no 4 or 5, but a 3-year deal. That's how I want it.
Right. And if you really think about it, as a player, you want that 3 instead of a 5, because, you know, you're lining yourself or setting yourself up for that second round or third round of that free agency money, you know?
It's like betting on yourself every time. That's right.
Exactly. And you know, I heard something today, Thang, about your Cowboys that it disturbed me. It bothered me. Skip Bayless was saying, because they were talking about the lack of action that your Cowboys are taking here in free agency. And Skip Bayless was saying that it's because Jerry spent so much on Dak.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothered me. You know what I'm saying? Because that wasn't the statement when Jerry spent on Romo. That wasn't the statement when Jerry spent on Witten. You know, but that, and if you know, everybody know I'm a Redskins fan. So I'm speaking nothing but truth and facts here. If you look at the accomplishments and the numbers on Dak Prescott, Jerry, you paid that man what he was worth.
Exactly.
You paid that man
I think Jerry just said that because he just want to keep on being relevant in the news, man. He drug the contract thing out with Dak, and I kept telling Tree the whole time, I'm not even worried about it, because Jerry just like being, it's in the off season. Jerry like for the Cowboy and his name to be in the news. I heard a guy from the Cowboy station say that long time, about 5 or 6 years ago. And ever since then, I pay attention to it. Every off season, Jerry keeps something going on so you can just talk about the Cowboys, talk about him. Talk. When he said that, you think Jerry don't know he already gave that man that money? Come on now, bro. We talking about Jerry Jones, a man that strategizes money to help other players, other organizations out. He know what he gave that man. He just wanted to keep his name going until the season started up, man. That's Jerry Jones to me.
Yeah, I'm with you 100 on that, and I can see through the game, but I still see it as disrespectful.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, but I believe I can. But man, he probably already went to Dak and said, "Hey, Dak, this is what I'm gonna say tomorrow, okay?" And you know, Dak, right. He probably said, "You know, I'm telling you, man, it's all hand in hand, man. Dak, you ain't hear Dak say nothing after that." Ain't nobody really even talk about it no more. It was just something he threw out there and said, man. Jerry Jones know how much money he gave that man, man. I ain't worrying about you.
Yeah. No doubt. And I don't care how much you talk. It ain't going to change. The money is what it is.
It's dead. You know. You already signed that.
You know, that first check done already hit the bank, too. So, you know, you can say what you want to say. You know, this is what it is.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
That money is in there. You're absolutely right, bro.
Right. Guys, I don't know what's going on. We having some serious technical difficulty. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and call it a show here, because it's just too many. The music is gone. I don't know what's happening here, but we're going to call it a show here. We want to thank everyone for participating in today's show. My man Tang, Johnny on the spot, boy. I got, hey man, woo, I tell you, boy, I appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's reciprocal, bro. It's reciprocal. To Miss T, thank you for jumping on. You know you're not doing well, but you know, we thank God that you're gonna be great before it's all over with again. Yeah, I'm talking about.
Right.
To my family in North Carolina, Kale is coming. I will be there shortly. I love you all. I ask you all to hey, just send a word up or two, you know, a prayer for safe travels for the family and myself. Like Treece always say, we love you.
Yeah.
Let me see if I get it right, Treece. We love you guys more tomorrow than today. Is that it?
We love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Yeah.
But not as much as tomorrow. And from that, you heard it. Hey, we thank you guys for listening to Kale's Corner. And hopefully these difficulties, we'll have all this together by Tuesday when the show runs live again. Have a great weekend. Love that person you love on purpose so they can love you back. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Just keep DMV Kale. Miss T, my man Tang, signing out. Hey, have a great weekend, everyone.
Yes, we love you.